Episode 644, Endings Are New Beginnings.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Oh, I hope you are having an extraordinary, joy-filled weekend. I hope you're having some time for the family and maybe even a couple extra minutes of sleeping in. It is amazing how fast life just kind of flies by. Even when you get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, oh yes, that's when my eyes begin to go, hello, I'm here. And I'm like, really? Is it already time to get up? And it is time, but it just flies by. And then it's like time to go to bed. And I'm thinking, but what about my to-do list? What about all of this? I hope for you that you're beginning to build fitness in your life, fitness in your mind, your body, and your spirit. That you are building with intention, that you're not taking things for granted, that you're not just kind of going through the motions. Because you know what? When we do that, we begin to miss things. And we don't want to miss out on life. There's so many blessings that happen right before us every single day. But if we're not open to them, if we're not searching for them, I promise you, you will miss them. And today we're chatting about endings are new beginnings. Endings are new beginnings. Where do you want to go in life? Maybe you've actually conquered a goal and you're like, yes, I got it. And then it's like, well, what's next? What do I do? Sitting watching the minutes pass by, endings are new beginnings. There's no reason to have your heart captivated by what's of the past. Look forward to what's ahead. It's easy to do though, isn't it? We can either be really excited and just think about all that what happened. I mean, come on, think about your wedding. Go way back. Well, at least for me, it's way back. Go back to your wedding day. Can you remember it? What details can you remember? Some brides say they can remember all the details specifically, but most brides, they can't. They remember a lot of the hustle and bustle, being rushed, forgetting things. Usually it's what? The negative that leaves the mark. And then there's those funny stories. And you're like, oh, yes, I so remember that one. I remember when Uncle Bob did this. Oh, yeah, Uncle Bob was awesome. And then there's also the heartbreak. Gosh, why didn't it work out like this? Why didn't the photographer get this particular picture? It's blurry just a little bit, and that would have been like the perfect picture. Endings are new beginnings. You see, your wedding has now passed. But you're married every single day. You're still a bride every single day. Your wedding was just a snapshot in time. But you still have a life to live. That day, that wedding day, when you said I do to the man you love, it ended at the stroke of midnight. Okay, maybe 2 o'clock a.m. the next morning if you were a partier. But it ended, didn't it? But that didn't mean that your life ended. No. Endings are new beginnings. Remember that road trip? You know, the road trip and the anticipation you feel? And you're just so excited for what's to come? This is the anticipation you want in your life on a daily basis. But what tends to occur is the drowning of our thoughts in things that, well, we didn't get right. What we didn't accomplish. We just kind of sit there and weather the storms, and we get stuck in those storms. Do you really want to live in a hurricane the rest of your life? Then why do you allow yourself to do that? You have a choice. Have you ever had the thought that I have everything I need to be happy, but I feel so empty. I have no purpose. I feel like I'm suffocating on the inside, but no one knows. I'm just this quiet little soul because right now everything looks great on the outside. But if they only knew what was happening on the inside. Sometimes life gets in the way of our heart's dreams, the ones that make us feel alive and driven. We want to keep going, even when the times get tough. What about that goal you recently accomplished? How did you feel when you reached it at that particular moment, right there, that split second? Maybe you finished a project this week. How did it feel to you right then and there? How did it feel? And then what about 2 days later? It's like the wind gets knocked out of your sails. It's like, well, what's next? I don't think I have anything of what's next. I hit that personally when we decided not to have any more children. And I know some of you are probably shaking your heads going, well, isn't five enough? Well, I would have gone with 12, actually. And honestly, I probably would have had 20 or 25. I would have had as many that God would have given me. I absolutely have a love for children. I do. I love them. And it's not just because they're cute babies. I love children, period. And I've worked with children my entire life. I mean, since I was a child, I had that opportunity. I served in ministry. My mom made sure of it because she needed someone extra in the nursery. And so I was those extra pair of hands. A Sunday school teacher didn't come. And so I would go fill in. And I did this at a young age. Nowadays, you would look at kids and go, I can't imagine my child doing that at a young age. I know I was a firstborn, type A personality, perfectionist. Okay, I meet all those requirements. And mom said, you're going to do this. And I did it. And I always seemed to exceed her expectations. And so having children for me was just like, I mean, it was a gift. A gift like none other. I mean, I don't care all the Christmas presents in the world, but to have a child of my own was the best thing I could ever have. And so when my husband and I decided that that was it, no more, five was enough, because you see, we hadn't planned for five. None of our children were planned. And people were like, but they're like perfectly laid out and everything's like, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better. I said, that's because God's hand was in it. It was his design, not ours. In fact, like I told you, if we had it my way, we would have had 12, 20, 25. I would have taken as many as I could have gotten. My husband, if he had it his way, probably two to begin with. Now, looking back, he would say, nope, I wouldn't change anything for the world. But at the time we made the decision, five was more than enough. And that was really challenging for me. It took me months to realize that me not having any more babies did not rob me of being a mother. And it wasn't because I wasn't going to have any more babies, but I felt like, well, if I'm not having any more children, I'm going to miss out. I'm not going to have the babies. I won't continue with all these different stages. Now my youngest is 12. I haven't had babies forever. But you see, with me being okay and realizing that me ending as a newborn mommy allowed me to really embrace the opportunities to become an impactful mother as my children grew up. I got to experience life with them, each individual stage with each of them. And there's been so many. I've had the privilege of being able to homeschool my children. I've been able to, you know, travel with them. We've been able to see things and meet people and do different, I mean, the cultures, everything. We have moved and lived everywhere. I would not change any of it. And in fact, my children would say the same thing. That's one thing that they think is special about our family. Yeah, we're kind of crazy. We're kind of wild like that. It's wherever we hang our hat is home. But I didn't see all of that. Me ending as a newborn mom, not being able to have any more babies, that we were making that definitive decision, kind of took the wind out of my sails. Because I was everything. And honestly, I kind of thought that, well, I mean, when I was pregnant, it was the best thing ever. I felt so good. I was healthy. It was beyond amazing. It truly was. And most women are like, oh, gosh, I wish I had your pregnancy. Well, yeah, we each have our own stories to tell. But I was very blessed, and I didn't take it for granted. And God blessed me with five healthy, gorgeous children who now are experiencing life, and I get to see that happen. If I had 12 children, would I truly be able to envelop myself into their world? No, I would miss out on things. But with five, my little basketball team, I'm not missing out. Endings are new beginnings. Maybe you're being challenged in your life. You have a chapter closing and you don't know exactly what the next day will bring. This is just one chapter in your life of many. There's another yet to be written. It may look a little different. It may feel a little different. You may have different storms and you may have different celebrations. You might even discover something your heart never considered. Endings are new beginnings. The best is yet to come. I don't want you to think that just because something's ending in your life, that nothing else amazing is going to happen. And that ending could be good or bad. Because even with a tragedy, with something ending, that means what? There's a loss. There's something missing. That hit me when I lost my father, suddenly, unexpectedly, in a tragic accident. But just because I have suffered that loss doesn't mean that my life doesn't go on. There's many chapters yet to be written, and I've written many up until now, and there are still many to come. And I know that he's with me every single step of the way, but it's still an ending. So whether good or bad, endings are new beginnings. So how are you going to handle your ending? Are you going to stop? Are you just going to close the door and say, that's it, I'm done. I'm going to hang up my hat, I'm finished. If I would have done that as a mom, not being able to be a newborn mother anymore, actually withdrawing myself from the world, my five beautiful children I already have been gifted, that wouldn't have been fair, not to them, not even to me. An end doesn't mean that there's nothing left. An end is just a stopping point. And actually, it's just the tip of the iceberg because the best is yet to come. I want you to join in the conversation. I want to hear from you. How can I be praying for you? Endings are new beginnings. What chapter have you just closed? And which one are you opening now? How are you writing it? Maybe you are going through a transition and you don't know what that looks like. Maybe you're having a tough time in your marriage and things are just stressful. It doesn't matter what comes out of your mouth or whatever he says. It's just like neither of you could get on the same page. And it just seems like it's just a war of words all the time. Maybe you're flustered where you are right now in your business. Maybe you don't feel like you add up to anything. Maybe you're just feeling average. Maybe you've hit that wall within your health. You've lost those pounds, but man, you got 15 left to go and you just don't feel like you're getting there and you've been doing it now for 6 months. And in fact, you feel like you're putting on more weight than losing it. How can I be praying for you? Send me a private email if you want. I understand that and I respect your privacy. No, I'm not going to get on air here and divulge your story, no. But what I will do is I will pray for you and I will lift you up to the heavens above. Because you know what? There's nothing better than being amongst the angels and having God walk with you as you both write your next chapter. If you want to be a little more vocal and you want a family praying for you, then come on into our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. The link's in the show notes. Request to join and you can share right there. We want to lift you up in prayer. We want to be there with you. We're here together. This is family here. You're amongst family. Your journey is going to be magnificent. You're going to have storms, but you're also going to have rainbows. The best is yet to come. May your day be filled with heart-pounding joy. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.